All right, so this is a team that hasn't turned the ball over at all this year. So you guys have thrived on turnovers. How do you go about forcing a team like this that's taking such good care of the ball to?
I think we go about our normal routine, which is try to put ourselves in position to make plays. And if there's enough guys around the ball, usually good things will happen. And that's really what you do. You can't determine when they come, but if you put yourself in position, when they are available, they'll happen, and you'll be there to take advantage of it.
The inordinate success against Breeze, you know, the three straight, you know, wins on, and really played well against him. Even he talked about it in his weekly presser about New Orleans.
I'm not sure why. I know he's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, and what happened last game has no bearing on this game. So that we know it's a new challenge for us, and we're going to go down there and we're going to expect his best, and I'm sure we'll get it. He's been playing fantastic this year. As you mentioned, no turnovers. I think they're third in the league in passing offense. They're doing a great job. So we're really going to have our work cut out for us, and any successes we've had in the past mean nothing. Every week is its own week.
How much of it is, not to take anything away from guys, but how much is luck? I mean, Breece had a couple of fumbles that he recovered their last game, I think, the tip passes. How much does luck play into it?
I don't think luck plays into it. I really don't. I think you give your you create your luck, I guess, if you want to call it luck. You create it by being in position to make a play. There's a lot of time when there'll be tip balls and there'll be balls on the ground. You don't get it. And we always look at it like, boy, if we were in a little bit better position, we'd have an opportunity to get that. And that's how we look at it.
How will Darius's less than Darius-like performance from last week play into his ability to bounce back against maybe a guy like Michael Thomas?
I don't think it'll affect him at all. I think, again, our guys go in, we know, and we try to do the same things, win or loss. And I think that's the big thing that we've been able to do is every game is its own entity. And when we come back to the next week, it's starting over again. And so we always like to say whether you played well that last week has no bearing on how you're going to play this week. And so I think our team will play. Our goal is to go in it and play well and be better than we were the week before. And so I'm assuming that everybody's going to go in it with that mindset with no ill effects from what happened the week before.
Tia, where have you seen the most growth from Quandre?
I think where he's really gotten better this year, and he was very similar his rookie year, was he's challenging more in terms of challenging receivers in the slot, very decisive when he sees run pass, because most of the time he's right. He's got a really good football sense. He really understands the game. And the nice thing that we like to say about Quandre, he's a problem solver. What you do in there, that guy's a combination of a linebacker and a defensive back. And so there's a lot of different things that go on when you play nickel, because you've got to be really good in run support. You've got to diagnose sometimes, like they'll run plunges, what we call a plunge when guys go across a formation behind the line of scrimmage. Now you've got to fill in the line of scrimmage like a linebacker, and he's able to decipher all that stuff and react quickly. So he's really grown in those areas. He's got, he's really good, smart, decisive, but he's really challenged receivers, I think, a little bit better than he has, especially than he did last year.
You mentioned his rookie year and then obviously this year. What do you think happened?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. It happens. I mean, sometimes guys have a down year in this league. The competition is fierce, as you know. It's hard to win a game in this league. And sometimes you don't play as well as you want every year. I mean, if there was one guy that played great every year, I'd like to see him. Even the great ones have off years.
How do you look at the Saints' run game, and how has it changed with Adrian Peterson now?
Well, I'm not sure it's changed. He wasn't carrying the ball a ton. I think the backs they have in there do a great job. They're a little bit different in terms of their style. Ingram's pretty punishing, and then Kamara's got some quickness and some shake to him, and they use him out of the backfield a lot. So they're two different types of styles as a runner, but they're both effective. I think the only thing that will change is it will up the carries for each of those guys, and the run game is going to stay the same. They're going to block the same run plays they like, and the guys that run certain plays better, they're going to run them.
Do you see some in Kamara, and how they use him, how he plays?
Absolutely. You see him out and empty, and they'll throw the ball to him deep as a receiver. He'll run routes. He just doesn't run one route. He'll run multiple routes. He'll come back in the backfield. He'll run the ball in terms of he'll run stretches, his screen to him. They do a lot of different things with him, and he's having a heck of a start to his career.
How valuable is it to have a guy like Theo in practice just to get familiar with a back that can shake linebackers like that?
I think it's invaluable. Our guys, do a really good job, as you guys know, getting out in the pass and being available to catch balls, and they're hard to guard. And so I think that's really a good matchup for our guys. It won't be something they haven't seen. Again, the trick is to play it well during the course of a game.
Has Jared Davis's impact on the running game is dramatic? Is this just looking at the raw statistics with and without? Has he been that good?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He impacts it. The guy that we lost this week impacts it as well. I think that Haloti is a big body inside, as agile as he was and is. That's a loss that you want to look at, because I think we have guys that are very capable in there, but you also have a guy that's been a proven run stopper for a lot of years in this league.
That's what I was going to ask, just how you replace him. I mean, Ashawn, I don't know if he hit a sophomore slump at all. How has he played in your eyes?
I think Ashawn's played well. We all want guys to play better, but I think he's played well. He's very competitive. He hustles hard. Looking for maybe a few more splash plays, a few more stats, which I think will come. But it's like anything, he's doing the things right, so those plays will come. I don't worry about it when guys are doing the things we're asking them to do, and maybe the plays aren't coming right at this particular time, but as long as they stick to it, we usually feel like the plays will come to them. So we feel good about where Ashawn is.
As a run defender, I mean, maybe he's not Haloti level because he's one of the best, obviously, but how has he been as a run defender?
He's been good. Those guys, they do a lot of unsung work in there, and sometimes they don't have a lot of stats, but what they do is they have stats. And, you know, you talked about Jared, and, you know, you got to mention Tahir in terms of those guys and the amount of tackles they have. That's because those defensive tackles are hard to handle. You can't just block them with one guy. You have to commit a couple guys to them, and that allows the linebackers to hit those holes pretty fast.
I've been hitting on it here the last few questions, but first year here, you had a historically good run defense. Through five games, the numbers aren't that far off from what you were doing that year in terms of yards per carry, big runs and stuff. Can you compare and contrast teams? What is this particular group, when you got Jared and Tavon and Tahir in there, what does it do well that's helping you succeed against the run?
Again, I just mentioned the tackles, the guys inside, and our defensive ends are doing a really good job of setting the edge and collapsing the run lanes, so there's not a lot of room. We had one game where we didn't do that, and they ran the ball well on us against Atlanta. We didn't collapse. We got cut out. Different things happen. But overall, we're doing a good job of collapsing on the edge. Our big guys inside are holding up double teams, not allowing the guards and the centers to run up on our second level. And our linebackers and safeties are playing downhill. That's what we're doing, I think, really well. And I think when you watched us last week, that was, we didn't win the game, and we did a lot of things poorly. But one of the things we did well was we really got after the run game.
Maybe from top to bottom, all your corners and everything are more willing tacklers than maybe a lot of other teams as well.
Well, that's one of the things. We have guys, they have to buy. It's defense. It's not cover and no tackle. It's defense. Defense, you're required to tackle. And so if our guys don't want to tackle, we probably won't find a spot for them. So that's just how we operate.
How concerned are you with tight end coverage? I mean, it seems that that's something that always seems to come up with this team. I mean, is it an area where you just want to grab your hat and start to ring a little bit, or what?
No, I think I would say until last week, our tight end coverage has been okay. I think last week when you watched it, we were aligned wrong. We missed tackles. We had a lot of different issues. And that, to me, I hope was an anomaly. I thought we've been doing a much better job in terms of taking care of the tight ends. Last year was historically bad, or maybe 2 years ago, one of those years was historically bad in terms of tight ends. We almost didn't know they were on the field. And the other team found them. So we've done a much better job in that regard of being there, getting there. Last week didn't do a good enough job. And I'm sure our guys will bounce back and will do a good job in terms of defending and be at least be in position to be competitive to challenge those passes.
Drew Brees is known for how he manipulates safeties, but how much does it help you to have a veteran like Glover, who's played him a lot and put a lot of different quarterbacks to go into his hands?
I think anytime you have a veteran safety, it helps you with the quarterback manipulation, because they know how to study the quarterbacks, and it always becomes a cat and mouse game between two great players. And that's always interesting to watch. I'm sure Brees will win his share, and I'm sure GQ will win his share. It's just at the end of the day, we hope we win more than they do. But it's good to have that.